This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we saw in 1 Corinthians 2:16 that God is totally self-sufficient in himself. He doesn't need our input. In fact, he wants to input the mind of Christ in us. When we accept his offer of forgiveness and allow the Holy Spirit to take control of our lives, we will have a burning desire to learn from him what he inspired holy men of old to record in Scripture. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 2:10 and 11 that the Holy Spirit knows what is in the heart of God and has revealed it to men chosen by him to communicate it to all who would receive it. The process by which he did this was to reveal truth to them, then inspire and guide them to use words out of their vocabulary to communicate this truth clearly, correctly, and completely. This is designed by God so that we may understand what God has freely given us, verse 12. This is nothing short of a miracle. An infinite God shares his heart with finite creatures, using finite words from the vocabulary database in the mind of the communicator. Then the same Holy Spirit who does that takes the communication and illuminates the mind of the hearer to understand what God wants them to know. Paul goes on to say in verse 14, "The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned." If what I've just shared doesn't make sense or seems foolish to you, then you've diagnosed yourself as being one who needs a Savior. Jesus Christ died for you. Believe in him and join the adventure.